Over the next 10 months or so, Melissa and I have trips coming up, about four of them, that we're planning for. She has a girls' trip to New York City. I have a boys' trip over to Boston. We have a Europe trip with the family going to London, Paris, and Helsinki. And then she has another girls' trip or a girls' family trip to St. George, Utah to see some plays. Those are some of the trips that are coming up over the next 10 months. Well, I always like to preface that in order to afford trips in cash and to pay for them in advance, it's important to have a frugal lifestyle. You might be familiar with my podcast, Frugal to Free. It's there where I talk about doing some of the right things, or hopefully many of the right things, so that you can have cash to do what you really want. We really want to travel in cash and to enjoy it. And so we've chosen to have a vehicle. One of our vehicles is 15 years old right now. Another one's about 9 years old right now. And then we have a vehicle that our children help buy that's about 11 years old. These vehicles are extremely inexpensive to buy. The maintenance, they're high quality vehicles, so they're low. We've also chosen to have an inexpensive home. Our home was built in the 70s, and we were able to buy it over 18 years ago at a very, very low price after buying another home, fixing it up, and selling it. And so our expenses are extremely low so that we can travel and we can do so in cash. Nevertheless, I was looking at an ad that came on a commercial the other day when I was with some friends, and it mentioned a price for a car, a nice or a good price for a car. And the price was almost $500 a month. And my jaw just dropped. I knew that was about the average price, but just having it put in numbers and hearing it and seeing it right in front of me just made me think, wow, $500 times 12 is $6,000 a year. A vehicle for just the payment, not that doesn't mean what you have to earn to be able to do that, because you'd probably have to earn $7,000 or $8,000 before taxes to be able to afford one vehicle, a new vehicle. Not to mention the average family has a couple new vehicles. But that $6,000, $7,000 a year will pay for a lot of trips if you're frugal, two or three or four in cash, if you do it right. For instance, my wife's trip to New York City is going to cost her out of pocket less than $500 for about 5 to 7 days in New York City. My trip to Boston with friends and family and such is going to run me about $600 out of pocket. You might ask, well, how do you do that? And you know from previous episodes, whether it be saving up points, getting a credit card that gives you points if you're wise with it, if. Also being wise and looking for deals on planes and on rental cars or on Airbnbs, and being flexible on when you go, and going with people that can help share the cost, and putting together spreadsheets and doing research and looking at multiple options. There's many things to do, and you can listen to my other episodes to get all kinds of ideas on how to keep the pricing down. But this is what Melissa and I have been doing recently as these trips are coming up. We've been talking and collaborating and counseling and consulting as a family, asking our children, hey, what do you absolutely have to do in London? What's on your bucket list for London? Kids, what do you absolutely want to see in Paris? Do you want to see other cities other than just Paris? Do you want to see the tourist traps, or do you want to see something unique? We've been asking a lot. We've been talking to other friends and family members and hearing what they said. Recently, one of my friends who used to live in London or used to live in England told me a little bit about what he would do if he were to go back right now, what things he enjoyed when he was there. Well, then, just recently on a date night, Melissa and I pulled up on TV on Roku. We pulled up the YouTube app and started typing in some of the destinations we're going to in the next 10 months. We'd pull up Boston, London, Paris, to see what were some of the top videos. And not just the most watched videos, but also the ones that have maybe the top 10 places to visit, the top 15 places to visit, or the most obscure places to visit. We were looking for ideas. And then one of us, usually Melissa, as we're watching, she would say, oh, that one's closed, or they're renovating that one, or that one's not currently open. Maybe in a while with COVID, that will reopen. We talked to our children about revamping some of the ideas as we watched the videos, maybe something we should add. We gleaned information. Oh, St. Paul's Cathedral. I didn't know that. I remember correctly, Darwin's buried there, and I believe Dickens is buried there. That would be interesting to maybe visit that. Or And some of the trips, Melissa's been to London before. So then she would tell me, oh yeah, that was really fun to visit. Oh, I didn't know about that, about the Tower of London. Oh, we should check this out. Or on Paris. Oh, I've been there a couple times. Yeah, that will be really fun to visit, but that'll only take an hour. It won't take all day. Or that will take a long time. Maybe we should do that. Oh, that's really close to this tourist attraction as well. Let's go there. Well, these are some of the ideas that we're pursuing now. We're watching the videos. We're talking to friends and family to get other ideas. We're calling, taking out some of the ideas that we had that might not work because maybe they're closed or renovating or whatever is going on. We're talking about places that cost nothing. Oh, maybe we should go to that market and try this type of food. We're talking now about, you know, yes, this trip is several months out, but where is that located? Where's this event located? Where, how can we, what day should we do such and such? How many days in each place that we visit? Is it best to have 5 days in London, 2 days in Paris, 3 days in Helsinki, or how should we do this? We're talking about what days of the week we arrive, how we're going to get around. Is it best to go to Stonehenge by train? Or should we take a rental car? Should we get a metro or some kind of a subway pass in each city? Should we supplement that with trains or with cars? How good is parking in each of these cities? We're talking about the time of the year that we go. When is it going to be warm enough, not cold enough? And so just the like Goldilocks temperature, if you will. And what about children and their school? Is it best to go when all the school's out and the time is, it's a little bit more crowded wherever we go? Or should we find that time of the year where kids do have school out at their school is out, but other schools are in throughout the nation or throughout the world so that it's not packed? I hope these ideas inspire you as you study and plan your next vacation. I hope you'll look at your budget and go, huh, what if I took this out? What if I lived a little bit more frugally in this area? Not cheap, but maybe more like a Spartan, more wise, less stuff, more quality, longer lasting, less maintenance. If you could do that, if you could get more high quality foods, lower your health expenses because you're healthier. What if you could just, like some friends of ours did recently, have a home gym and save some money that way? What could you do to save enough money that your next trip is paid for in cash, in advance, and you've planned in such a way that you're able to be flexible on the trip and still have some spectacular experiences? I'll leave with one last thing. One of my upcoming trips, I noticed that if I went out a few hours earlier in the day, I could hit a place that's been on my bucket list for a number of years. And all I'd have to do is not pay more money for airfare, but just leave a little bit earlier in the day. And maybe that means doing some emails at an airport on the way or on the plane, getting free Wi-Fi in the plane and doing some email work on the way so that I'm not missing more work. So my pay remains the same. I'm able to get work done, but still do something on my bucket list. It's creative thinking to make sure that your next trip is a bon voyage, is a amazing, it's an excellent trip. Bon voyage.